Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
It's Monday, February 7th, 2022. Good morning and welcome back to our second hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us across America as we continue with day one of our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. We're so far so good. We're off to a good start. Relevant Radio truly is a spiritual family made up of each one of you that is listening and that is with us here this morning. All week long, we're going to be asking you to prayerfully support our mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's what we do. That's why we exist. On Mondays, I always make it a point to remind you to pray for the souls in purgatory, especially those of our relatives and our loved ones who are being purified with the hope of getting to heaven someday. They need our prayers. We always start each hour during Pledge Drive Week with the Memorare, the powerful Memorare prayer invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us not only with this pledge drive, but as we pray all the time here on Relevant Radio for an end to legal abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit here on Morning Air when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to bring in my partner, our news anchor extraordinaire, Glenn Leverins. Glenn, what are some of the big stories that are making headlines this morning?
Well, John, I think we'll want to access Our Lady's intercession for the situation in Russia and Ukraine as world leaders taking more action today as well to stop Russia from possibly invading Ukraine. At the White House, President Biden will meet with the Chancellor of Germany and the President of France. He'll be sitting down with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Putin insists he has no plans to attack, but he has made moves with 130,000 plus troops to attack if he so desires.
Absolutely. We definitely have to keep praying for peace in that situation. And as we have heard from the Ukrainian people, they invoke and we need to invoke the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, the Queen of Peace, that cooler heads prevail and that there be no invasion, that there be no war between Russia and Ukraine. Very briefly, Glenn, I came across this little tidbit. This is the first time ever that the Super Bowl and the Winter Olympics happen at the same time. Would you believe that the going rate for a 30-second spot for the Super Bowl is $7 million for 30 seconds? Can you imagine? That's way more than twice more than what we need here in 1 week to run Relevant Radio for 3 months. They're asking that for 30 seconds. That kind of puts things in perspective.
It certainly does. But just to show you how big the audience is for the Super Bowl last year at $92 million, in advertising, they look at something if it's a good bargain or not based on the cost per thousand. And it's somewhere under $15 per thousand, which is not bad based on the number of people. But it's a hefty price to buy a ticket to play in that game, John.
It surely is. All right, Glenn, as always, thanks. It's great to be with you. We will continue with much more a little bit later on.
Yep.
Our power scripture, as we do every morning from the Playbook of Life, is from John 2:5. The beloved disciple, St. John, writes, "His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.' Our Blessed Mother Mary's mission is the same today as it was 2,000 years ago. She always points us to her Son, Jesus the Lord. Mary said to the servants at the wedding feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you." That is, do whatever Jesus is telling you to do. It's all about following Christ from the heart every day of our life. That's what we try to remind you of every single day here on Relevant Radio and on Morning Air. Once again, it's time to continue our weekly Be Formed series. Last week, we talked about the preface and the Sanctus in Holy Mass. Today, we're going to talk about the Epiclesis. Are you familiar with that technical term, Epiclesis? Hint, it has something to do with the Holy Spirit and the Eucharist. In fact, let me set the stage. Listen to this short excerpt from my movie, Champions of Faith Baseball, in which Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Mike Piazza, along with Mike Sweeney, Daryl Miller, and Jeff Supon, all talk about the power of the Holy Eucharist.
Oh, I get emotional about it. I mean, that's something for me when I realize that through the Holy Spirit that this becomes the body of Jesus is so overwhelming.
I truly believe that it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And a lot of people will say, well, how can you believe that? And I'm going to say, well, why can't you believe that? Me as a man of God, I don't put restrictions on the Holy Spirit.
Understanding who Christ is in the Eucharist is probably the most powerful thing that any human being could ever come to reckon with, if you will.
In the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood," it's such an amazing, amazing thing. He wants to give himself to us. I think that's all that needs to be said.
And now joining us to continue his B-Form series and talk much more about the Holy Eucharist and the Epiclesis is our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters, Chicago Cubs Catholic chaplain, known as the baseball priest as well as the director for the Office of Adult Formation for the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, and a longtime Morning Air contributor. Good morning, Father Burke. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you. I hope you enjoyed that clip.
I did. Knowing those men personally just makes it come alive even more. They're all great men of faith and great Catholic men with obviously a strong belief in the Eucharist. It's beautiful.
Father Burke, before we continue with your B-Form series and talk about the Epiclesis, can you share a few words of encouragement for our listeners on why they should support the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media, of giving a platform to learn about the Mass and the Eucharist like we do here week in and week out?
Sure. Before I became a contributor, I was a listener as well. And, there's so many voices on the radio and through the internet that do not lead us closer to Christ and his church. But Relevant Radio, now with its broadened reach all over the United States, it's like a beacon of light for our country that gives us the good news of Jesus Christ, shows us the beauty of the church, the Eucharist. And, I've heard people not only here in our area, in the Chicagoland area, but, testimony on the radio that people say this has really saved their life. It's brought them into the church and it's just given them that peace that Jesus says goes beyond all understanding. So just an encouragement and a note of gratefulness for your support of Relevant Radio, because your gift can bring people to the Lord, can make an eternal impact on somebody's life.
And Father Burke, as you well know, there's a lot of talk radio out there. There's a lot of different choices, but where else in the world are you going to learn about the Epiclesis and what it means? A lot of folks have never even heard of that term. Can you tell us what is the Epiclesis?
Sure. A great story to lead in. One of my good friends who's a permanent deacon, well-formed, he told me a story. His 7-year-old granddaughter was preparing for First Communion, and he asked her, "Honey, what's your favorite part of the Mass?" And she said, "The Epiclesis." And he knew what it was, but he said, "How do you know what that is? And, her second grade teacher is a Nashville Dominican sister who's really diving deep into the Mass. And she's like, "That's when the Holy Spirit comes down upon you know, the gifts and the Holy Spirit transforms them into the body and blood of Jesus. And he was just floored. But the word epiclesis literally means an invocation upon or a calling down from on high.
Well, Father, we're going to have to leave it right there for just a moment. We want to pick it up on the other side as we continue talking about the meaning of the epiclesis, the power of the Holy Spirit. We continue our conversation with our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters. Stay with us. There's much more to come after this message from Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported, so we're unable to deliver our programming without your financial support. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a beautiful perpetual calendar called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary by author Agnes Kovacs. What a wonderful companion piece to our Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary promotion this year. The calendar offers daily spiritual encouragement, including scripture and reflections from the saints, all focused on our Blessed Mother. Each day, you'll find writings to cultivate your love for Mary and to help you grow spiritually. This spiritual calendar is available today only for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
And that calendar yours again for $20 a month, $240 for the year here at Relevant Radio, and our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. Or with Father Burke coming up in just a moment. My goodness, anywhere else on the dial they're talking about the epiclesis right now? I don't think so, but boy, oh boy, how much do you learn about your Catholic faith here on Relevant Radio? I tell you, as an adult convert, Relevant Radio has been instrumental in helping me to learn about the Mass and all other aspects of the faith. Just think of the folks out there like you listening to learn more about the faith, maybe those considering coming into the Catholic Church or just wanting to learn a little bit more about what those Catholics are up to. Relevant Radio here with that info day in and day out to inspire you, to keep you company, to walk with you in your faith journey. All those good things happen and continue to happen on over 180 stations around the country when you give generously each and every time we have a pledge drive. It's our winter pledge drive now, inviting you to give from the heart, to be generous at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com, the mobile app as well. And John, this is so great. Another partnership challenge hour, John. Each gift matched this hour 100%.
100%. I love it. And the clock continues to tick, only less than 45 minutes to go here. We want to finish strong the second hour. Now, we got the Winter Olympics going on right now. So the question is, do you believe in miracles? To sport fans, it evokes memories of Al Michaels' famous call of the USA hockey team winning the gold in dramatic fashion at the 1980 Winter Olympics. Well, here on Relevant Radio, miracles happen every single day. You hear them. So many of these miracles on the different Relevant Radio shows, conversion miracles, people who have returned to God, they return to their Catholic faith after 10, 20, 30, sometimes even 50 years because of something that they heard here on Relevant Radio. This is what Relevant Radio is all about. It's about inspiring and motivating countless souls to return to the Catholic faith through this media apostolate of Relevant Radio. Open up your heart. Give from the heart. Help others to bridge the gap between faith and everyday life by giving at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Give us a call, 877-291-0123.
Hey, John, did you know the Miracle on Ice hockey coach, Herb Brooks, from St. Paul, Minnesota, actually went to my high school several decades before I did, but he was the commencement speaker the year I graduated. So, hey, let's make some more miracles on the radio. Ice or not, maybe there is ice if you're up north right now. 877-291-0123. Take advantage of that 100% match on the phone and online, relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio mobile app. Give from the heart. Get your gift matched as we team up together to make another miracle happen here and create more of those miracle moments day in and day out on Relevant Radio. Thanks so much for being generous. Please do what you can to give from the heart.
Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for being with us here on this Monday morning as we continue our conversation with our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters. We're talking about the epiclesis in the Mass, the power of the Holy Spirit. Father Burke, it's great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Shane. Great to be with you, too. And as I was mentioning, the epiclesis is when you see the priest or the bishop, the celebrant, placing their hands over the gifts of bread and wine and calling down the Holy Spirit. And I've mentioned that there's a great short film. It's 7 minutes. You can Google it. It's called The Veil, V-E-I-L, The Veil Removed. And it's kind of showing the invisible realities of what's really going on at Mass. And, you know, the sense of the Holy Spirit descending upon those gifts, the priest acting in the person of Christ. And it's a beautiful part of the Mass. In one of the in Eucharistic prayer number two, this is what, because there's different Eucharistic prayers that the priest can choose, but they all have this epiclesis. And so this is an example of one of them. It says, make holy, this is, you know, calling upon the Holy Spirit. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word dewfall can catch our ears. You know, it's an interesting term. And what it's doing is it's calling us back to the time of, you know, the Exodus, when the Israelites were taken by Moses. They're led by Moses out of slavery in Egypt into the desert on their way to the Holy, to the Promised Land. And, you know, they were complaining because there wasn't any food. You know, they said, we'd rather be back as slaves in Egypt where we can eat rather than be out here and starve. And God gave them this manna from heaven. It was this, it was like, scripture calls it a hoarfrost. It was like a dew that would become like this, these breadcrumbs. And God would feed his people with this dew-like substance that became bread called manna. And, he would just give them enough for the day so that they would trust him, you know, the next day for their sustenance. And it's this great, the beautiful prayer for us to think about, you know, God gives us the Eucharist, this bread of angels, this food for the journey. And he wants us to trust him that he'll give us the daily bread that we need for this journey every day that we walk this earth.
And Father Burke, yesterday at Mass, I paid special attention at the moment of the epiclesis, especially the gestures of the priest. Can you talk a little bit about those very special gestures that the priest makes in persona Christi during the epiclesis?
Yes. So the priest or bishop celebrant will place his hands with like the palms facing down over the gifts, the bread and wine, and then as he says, you know, each prayer can be a little bit different depending on the Eucharistic prayer, so that they become for us. And as he says that, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, he makes the sign of the cross over the gifts. And that, along with the words of institution, which come right after it, you know, where the priest will then take the host and he'll lift it up. And until that point, the priest is praying to God the Father. And now, as he's acting in persona Christi, he becomes first person, where he says, he doesn't say, this is Jesus's body. He says, this is my body given up for you. And then he'll take the chalice and he'll say, this is my blood poured out for you. And it's during that time that the epiclesis and those words, we call them the words of institution, that come right after, that's when the elements, the bread and wine, become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. It's one continuous action, just a beautiful, it's like the climax of the Mass. So, and at some places, when the priest places his hands over the gifts, the server will ring bells, and people say, why are they ringing bells? But it's a sign to say, okay, if you were daydreaming, wake up here, because the Holy Spirit has shown up on this altar, and now Jesus is present on the altar. Something that I learned as I was researching this was the ancient Jewish table prayer. So when they would pray over the gifts on their table, they'd have bread and wine, they would pray a blessing over the cup and ask God to send the Messiah to Israel and restore the Davidic kingdom, the kingdom of David. And so the new Christians, the apostles, as they started celebrating Mass after Jesus' ascension into heaven, they would incorporate that prayer into the Mass. It's this asking God to send the Messiah, who is Jesus, and he restores the Davidic kingdom. So Jesus becomes present on this altar right in front of us. As we heard from your clip of those great baseball players, this is such an amazing gift that Jesus has given us, his very self, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in these humble elements of bread and wine. So this is the high point of the Mass that the church wants to point us to say, pay attention, this is a miracle that is happening on this altar.
I'm so glad you used that word miracle, Father Burke. You know, we talk about Eucharistic miracles as evidence of the reality of the Eucharist. But really, if you think about it, every single Mass, every time the priest invokes the Holy Spirit and the mere bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, that is a miracle in and of itself.
It is. And, you know, as many converts, I became Catholic at the age of 18. And it's because of the Eucharist. I received my first communion by accident. I was at a Catholic high school. But when I received my first communion, I knew that that was more than just a piece of bread. It was just this power of God overcame me. And if you talk to most converts, it is because of the Eucharist that they join the Catholic Church. And so I feel like God has called me from being a Protestant baseball player to being a Catholic priest, is to help Catholics who've grown up with this gift, this miracle, to say, pay attention. This is just the most amazing gift that's happening on the altar in every Catholic church around the world. And if we really appreciated what was happening, people would be knocking down the doors to go to Mass every day. And so that's why we're doing this Be Formed series. I want to help people realize the amazing beauty of the Mass, the miracle of the Eucharist, how scriptural the Mass is, to say, you know, the people that I know that started to go to daily Mass, it changed their lives. And I'm one of those.
No question. And Father Burke, you know, with your love for the Word of God, for Scripture, if you take the time, if you just take some moments and meditate on all the many Scriptures that have to do with the Holy Eucharist, the Bread of Life discourse from John 6, 1 Corinthians, St. Paul talks all about it, the three synoptic Gospels with the Last Supper. I mean, there's so much that we can really meditate and let it soak in so that we really, truly, from the heart, which is the theme of this pledge drive, from the heart, understand that it's really Jesus that's present in the Holy Eucharist.
It is. And because Jesus says, this is my body and this is my blood, it is. You know, God created the world by speaking. It says that God spoke and it came into being. And so Jesus is that Word of God made flesh. And so when Jesus says to Lazarus, for example, rise, he rises from the dead. When Jesus says to people, be healed, they're healed. And so when Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood, it is his body and blood. And so as Mike Sweeney was saying, we can't put limits on God. God can do anything, and especially consecrate the Eucharist.
Amen. Father Burke, as always, thank you so much for that beautiful explanation of the Epiclesis and your very encouraging words. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Blessings to you and blessings to Relevant Radio during the pledge drive here.
Father Burke Masters, much more to come here on Morning Air.
Relevant Radio, your home for baseball players who love the Lord. Our number is 877-291-0123. Reach us at relevantradio.com on the mobile app as well, inviting you to reach out here because it is our Give from the Heart pledge drive. Our winter pledge drive at Relevant Radio with a need by the end of the week, $3 million. Help us to keep going strong. Going to wrap it up at 5 p.m. Central on Friday afternoon along with Drew and the crew. Do your best right now. We've got a 100% match in place. You won't make any bigger impact for Relevant Radio all week long than a gift right now. Get us off to a great start. Inspire others with your gift. Inspire your family. Show the kids, show the spouse what it means to give.
how one can team up to be generous. We've had so many interesting stories through the years of folks getting together and doing that, even young girls getting together with a lemonade stand. Might not be the time of year for that right now, but working together to come up with great creative ways to give to Relevant Radio, to inspire one another as we continue to inspire you in your faith with the latest from Rome all the way down to your local parish, Unspun by the Secular Press. Where else are you going to find that? Relevant Radio, an important source of Catholic news right here, day in and day out at 877-291-0123, or get everything matched right now the rest of this hour, 100% online at relevantradio.com or, John, on the mobile app.
I love the theme of our pledge drive, give from the heart, because that's what it's really all about. We have to have a heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father Rocky has said it so many times, our Relevant Radio CEO, always thank others and the Lord Jesus for everything. Everything that we have is a gift from God. In fact, every day is a gift. Have you thanked Relevant Radio for the gift of Catholic radio, for the gift of bringing hope across our nation to millions around the world? Say thank you for the gift of faith to our Lord, and be thankful by opening up your heart and supporting the mission of Relevant Radio. Please open your heart. Help us to bring hope and bring Christ to countless souls coast to coast. Make your pledge online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. Give from the heart. We need your help, 877-291-0123.
And John, we thank you for being the world's greatest listeners at 877-291-0123, the world's greatest givers as well, online at relevantradio.com and the mobile app. We want to thank you with keeping Relevant Radio on the air going strong for the next 3 months, first of all. But we've got great thank you gifts as well. We've been talking today about the Monday Only Special, the $20 a month giving level, the $240 for the year, the perpetual calendar focusing on Our Lady. Also, check this out when you give at the $50 a month level, $600 for the year, the framed Stations of the Cross. Look at those and more online at relevantradio.com. Give safely and securely while you're there, or on the mobile app, or give from the heart on the phone, 877-291-0123. Join us and get everything matched this hour, 100% here at Relevant Radio.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue with our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, this year of 2022 is going to be one of the most crucial years that the pro-life movement has ever seen. When the Dobbs versus Jackson Supreme Court decision comes down, perhaps sometime in June, the abortion debate in America is going to change, and all of us have to be ready for what is coming next. As I've said so many times in the last few years, I do believe that life is winning in America, and the tide is turning towards the culture of life. Now, one of the reasons that the tide is turning is because of the life-affirming work of the 3,000-plus pregnancy centers and the thousands of sidewalk counselors across our nation that have saved countless babies by giving their mothers help and hope and real options. Listen to an excerpt from the 40 film.
And you know, they're coming into our clinics because we don't judge them. We give them education, we give them answers. And you know, 77% change their mind because of the services and education we provide with them.
At Heartbeat International, we call these very caring people that are staffing our pregnancy centers the foot soldiers of the pro-life movement armed with love, because it is love and caring and support that we're armed with. One of the things that amazes me too, though, is that not only are we saving thousands and thousands of babies, but we are preventing abortions by helping women understand their true dignity so that they don't choose abortion and they won't choose it the next time if they become pregnant, because they have a whole different concept of themselves.
The pregnancy centers do fantastic work, but did you know that in some states there are people who are calling pregnancy centers fake clinics. In fact, there's a new bill that is trying to put pro-life pregnancy centers out of business altogether. Joining us now for much more perspective is Eric Scheidler, who's going to talk about this attack on the pregnancy centers. Eric is the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League, which is based in Chicago. Eric speaks frequently on pro-life activism, religious liberty, marriage, and the family to audiences across our nation, and of course has been a longtime regular contributor to Morning Air and Relevant Radio. Good morning, Eric. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always great to be with you.
Good morning, John. Yes, it's always an honor to talk to you and your listeners, especially during a special week like this when you're seeking so many those great pledges that keep you going.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about the importance of this year that we're living in here in 2022. Why do you think that this year is one of the most important years ever for the pro-life movement?
Well, this is what the day that we've been fighting for decades. The possibility for the first time since the 90s, since the early 90s, the Roe versus Wade might actually be overturned. We got very close. Back in 1992, Justice Anthony Kennedy, at the last minute, changed his vote in that case and joined with what then became the pro-abortion majority that upheld Roe versus Wade in that case, Planned Parenthood versus Casey.
And of course, we have to be prepared for whatever happens. However, the justices decide in this case, I know many are expecting a decision sometime in June. If Roe is overturned, it would then go back to the state. So the battle is going to continue no matter what.
That's right. And I think this is a key thing that pro-lifers need to know. We've been so focused on defeating Roe versus Wade, you know, going every year to the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and calling for that to happen. We're now at this moment. We've been talking about Roe versus Wade for so long. My concern is that if we get a really good ruling, and we're expecting some kind of a victory, we really are expecting the Supreme Court to create a whole new regime, whether they outright overturn Roe v. Wade, which is what I'm hoping for and think is entirely possible, or they effectively do that and simply leave the day when they say so for some time in the future. That means that in some states, there's going to be such a strong pro-life movement that we're going to see laws pushing back against abortion. We're also going to see a greater freedom for pregnancy centers and the opportunity to help women who are facing untimely pregnancy. But in other states like Illinois, where John, you and I live, we've seen forces against us getting more and more of what they want. The Reproductive Health Act that sweeps away all abortion restrictions, taxpayer funding of abortion, now repeal of parental notice. So we're in a situation here where we're going to have to fight harder than ever as states like Illinois and California and New York become kind of abortion meccas for the entire country.
Abortion sanctuaries is what some of these folks are calling it.
Right.
Eric, talk to us about why some people are calling pregnancy centers. And the pregnancy centers, they do such fantastic work. They save so many babies over the years. I think of the Women's Center that saved over 40,000 babies here in Chicago alone, just that one center. And yet there's people calling these centers fake clinics.
You know, just this past weekend, I was at the Evening of Hope for the Waterleaf Women's Center, the big banquet that they held, and got to meet a tiny little boy who was alive and was at that banquet because of centers like Waterleaf. These kinds of places drive the opposition, the forces supporting abortion, out of their minds. For one thing, we're taking away customers. We're taking away money. We're taking away Planned Parenthood's bottom line with centers like Waterleaf, the Women's Center, Aid for Women, and all these wonderful pregnancy centers throughout the state of Illinois that are doing such critical work here. And it also drives them crazy because the way that we are helping women at these centers gives the lie to all of their propaganda about us. They like to say that we only care about controlling women. We don't care about babies once they're born, et cetera. Well, when you see the pregnancy centers that are helping with parenting, they're helping with education, with connecting people to social services, providing ongoing training in caring for their babies and ongoing support, and so much that mothers need. It drives them crazy because it shows that we really do care about these children and that all the things we say about wanting to protect babies and wanting to save women from this horrible choice are absolutely true. And that's why they go after them so hard.
And all those things that you just mentioned, we also have to mention the ultrasounds, the incredible work that's being done with the ultrasounds in these pregnancy clinics across the country, because women see with their very own eyes that it really is a baby. It's not a glob of tissue. And science is on our side.
That's right. In fact, the ultrasound was key to this particular little boy being saved from abortion. On Saturday at that banquet. But that's why they go after those centers, because they are life-saving and because they show how much we really truly care. And we're revealing the truth about life in the womb with those ultrasounds and other education that's offered at centers like that. Well, this bill, 4221, intends to really scuttle these centers by forcing them to put a big, very large sign in the front of the building that says, "This is not an abortion clinic. We do not provide abortions. We do not have a medical clinic here," and which is many of them are in fact staffed with nurses and other medical professionals. This is an attempt to try to stop these clinics from being able to save children by scaring women away from them, not letting them have that first conversation. Because a lot of the women who show up at these clinics are abortion-minded, and we need to be able to have that conversation with them in order to show them another path.
Well, I want to continue to talk about this movement, this so-called Pregnancy Center Disclosure Act that is not only affecting people here in Illinois, but it has ramifications for all across our country. As we continue our conversation with Eric Schaller, Executive Director of the Pro-Life Action League, stay with us. There's much more to come, and as Morning Air continues after a short timeout.
More with Eric Schaller coming up here on your pro-life station, Relevant Radio. It's our Winter Pledge Drive asking you to give from the heart here at 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app, too. More and more folks give electronically each and every pledge drive. It's safe, easy, quick, efficient, all those good things. Try it out right now. Everything matched as well, 100% the rest of this hour. 17 more minutes to go in a partnership challenge here at Relevant Radio. The matching deal not going to get any better all week long. If you've given in the past, join us for pledge drives through the years at Relevant Radio. Different times, different pledging, matching amounts. And right now it's at 100%. What a great time to give. 877-291-0123. Here at your Miracle Moment Factory, let's make some more of those miracle moments. You've heard those stories of how Relevant Radio has touched lives, brought folks closer to the church, back into the church, maybe, making their way into the pew next to you for the first time ever. Relevant Radio helps in that journey. What's that worth, huh? 877-291-0123. No particular price tag. It's up to you how much you want to give to support this mission that supports you in your faith and brings others into the church. 877-291-0123. John, or online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. I love this theme, give from the heart, because I believe at the end of the day, that's what it's really all about. Our Lord wants our heart. In fact, here in February, there's so much to be grateful for from the heart for Relevant Radio. In the last 3 months alone, we have brought you Father Rocky's Advent Inspirations, special Christmas programming. We reported extensively on the Supreme Court and the Dobbs case that may overturn Roe v. Wade, as we've been talking about. We were live at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. We had the hashtag Fast for Life movement. So many folks were part of that. We've provided a Catholic perspective on many other stories that the mainstream media will never, ever talk about or touch. Thank you for helping us to bring Christ to the world through the media. Give from the heart. Do it right now. Open your heart and give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123.
Easy to do on the phone or online, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio mobile app. Great thank you gift today as well. It's a Monday-only special when you give at the $20 a month level, $240 for the year. It's that beautiful perpetual calendar, My Spirit Rejoices. It's from author Agnes Kovacs. There's some daily encouragement in there for you, scripture and reflections from the saints, all focused on our Blessed Mother. Each day, writings to cultivate your love for Mary and help you grow spiritually. That's a pretty good thing. We aim to do that every day here on Relevant Radio. Join us and earn that calendar with your $20 a month gift matched with another $20. Oh my goodness, that's nearly a $500 impact for Relevant Radio. Take advantage of the Partnership Challenge Hour now. Be generous, won't you? Give from the heart, 877-291-0123.
sitting on the power line. And welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue talking about the issue of life, specifically the pregnancy centers across our country and the movement to try to put these centers out of business, calling them fake centers. We're joined this morning by the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League, our good friend Eric Schuyler. Eric, welcome back.
Great to be with you, John. You know, something we need to note about these kinds of measures, they've been introduced in multiple states to try to force pregnancy centers to, you know, to basically give up the opportunity to talk to women when they're still considering abortion. They're still in that mind frame because it's very difficult to reach those women. But abortionists are so good at getting their grips into them. Fortunately, though, a very similar bill to the one that Barbara Hernandez just introduced here in Illinois, where the Pro-Life Action League is headquartered, was struck down by the United Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, in a case called NIFLA versus Vicara. NIFLA is a network of pregnancy centers around the country, an organization that helps to support pregnancy centers, and they brought this lawsuit to stop a similar law in California, and they were successful. And that's part of what's galling about this, is that you have a victory. You have a type of law that the Supreme Court has already struck down, and still we have cities and states that are trying to pass measures like buffer zones around abortion facilities that you can't approach, or like this type of restriction on pregnancy centers that we then still have to fight. They don't pay attention to what the courts actually say and go ahead and try to enact these measures. But what makes this bill in Illinois particularly pernicious at this moment is that it includes a measure sort of like what's going on in Texas with that strange 6-week abortion ban, John, you know, I've talked about before, where there's a way that a regular citizen can bring a lawsuit. Well, Barbara Hernandez's bill does that for pregnancy centers. If you report a pregnancy center for not complying with their horrible restrictions and disclosing all this garbage at the front, well, that citizen can sue you and can get costs of up to $5,000. So it's sort of an attempt to use the mechanism of the Texas law, twist it and turn it into something that goes after pro-lifers. And that's what really bothers me, because Barbara Hernandez is a pretty young state rep. She's, in fact, my state rep right here in Aurora, Illinois, where I live. And so we're really disturbed to see someone so young, so new in her office. She's just in her 20s, you know, being so aggressive in their support for abortion. And that's why the Pro-Life Action League is going to host a protest over this bill on Wednesday at noon, right outside of her office at 540 West Galena in Aurora. So I really encourage people, if you've got lunch hour and you live anywhere near Aurora, come on out and join us for all or part of that protest. We'll be out there for about an hour at noon on Wednesday, 540 West Galena. You can get more information on our Facebook page or proactionorg. So we can really send a powerful signal that Illinoisans are not okay with this type of attack on our wonderful life-saving pregnancy centers.
And this is not okay here in Illinois, and it's not okay anywhere else in the country. In fact, these abortion clinics probably ought to have a sign, hey, we end the lives of unborn babies in this clinic. Maybe that's what should be trying to do and flip it around, because what they're trying to do to the pregnancy centers is totally outrageous. You've been around the pro-life movement for such a long time. You've seen so many lives being saved, like that young boy that you mentioned at Waterleaf. Can you talk about what really happens when a woman walks into a pregnancy center?
Well, when she comes into the doors of a pregnancy center, the first thing she gets is a friendly face, somebody who will greet her with respect and kindness. You know, look at the reviews of Planned Parenthood and their abortion facilities. You're going to find women in there talking about how they were treated like garbage. I mean, we know from a former Planned Parenthood staffer here in Aurora, worked at the Planned Parenthood here, that they used to call the waiting room the cattle line. They have two waiting rooms there, one for abortion, one for other things, and the abortion one is called the cattle line. That's the attitude they have there. They're going to find somebody who will actually listen to their personal situation, who will, without judgment, sit and hear them out. Because, you know, what happens for a lot of women, they face unsettling pregnancy, and everyone around them is saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'll support you, whatever you're going to do, but what are you going to do? They put all the pressure on this woman. No one ever asks her, how are you feeling about this? What do you think about what it might be like to actually have this baby? What are the following going to be of the different choices you make? And really listen and to support really means to hear her out and not just to put all the pressure on her to come up with a quick resolution to this situation. And they're going to find the opportunity to get an ultrasound and see their baby if they're far enough along. They'll get the opportunity to come back for more counseling, to do training in prenatal care and caring for their baby once a baby's born, and earning credits towards materials that are going to help them. And every center's a little different. Every center's got a different kind of model. But, you know, Waterleaf here, as I mentioned them before, they're really state-of-the-art. They set the standard. And I'm so proud to be associated with them and to have this opportunity to stand up in their defense. Because this is really a moment, an opportunity for us to really tell the beautiful story of what our pregnancy centers do. And I appreciate that opportunity, and I hope that Barbara Hernandez's bill will end up being a cause for more people becoming aware of what the Pro-Life Movement is really doing to help.
Real quickly, for those in the Chicago area, where can they go for more information?
Visit us at prolifeaction.org. Go to facebook.com/prolifeaction to connect with us. Or just come right on out at noon on Wednesday, 540 West Galena in Aurora, and be a part of this process, and we'll set you up and plug in with the Pro-Life Action link.
Eric, as always, thanks so much for being with us. You are truly a champion for life. Thanks again.
You too, kind John. God bless, and have a great pledge week.
Thanks a lot. Eric Scheidler, the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Good one during the pledge drive here to give thanks in advance for your great support of Relevant Radio. Our story today called Giving Thanks When It Takes Faith by Rich Wagner. In the late 1800s, George Mueller operated an orphanage that at one time had 1,000 orphans. One morning there was no food to eat, but he called all the children and staff together and prayed, thanking God for the provision of food, even though no food was on the table. A few moments later, a baker knocked on the door. He told Mr. Mueller that God had led him to bake bread the night before and give it to the orphanage. Before the bread was even given to the children, a milkman knocked on the door. He said his milk truck had broken down and he wanted to give the milk to the orphanage. George Mueller gave thanks, even when it took faith to do so. Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours.
Thanks so much, Glenn. As always, I want to remind our listeners to honor Our Lady, Our Blessed Mother. Pray the Rosary with Father Rocky and the Family Rosary across America with all your prayers and petitions, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week on Relevant Radio, or you can even watch it. You can stream it on the Relevant Radio app. Stay with us as we continue to ask for your help with the mission of Relevant Radio, bringing Christ to the world through the media. Much more of the Gift from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive straight ahead.
What could be more fun in the middle of winter than a Relevant Radio pledge drive? The pledge party is underway here in the last few minutes of an hour. That special tingle on the phone lines, got that for you as well, plus a 100% match for each and every gift. We're all set here as the pledge party rolls on. All we need now is you, inviting you to give from the heart and be generous through Relevant Radio, not just to, but through Relevant Radio, so we could be generous in making the gospel available, letting folks know around the world about Jesus Christ and His church. Keep Relevant Radio going strong in over 180 plus stations across the country and around the globe at relevantradio.com and with the mobile app, won't you? A simple donation, a simple gift in any amount makes a huge difference. They're all matched. No gift too big or small to be matched 100% right now. 877-291-0123, the number. Go online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Give safely and securely there as more and more folks give electronically each and every time. We love to have you along for the ride here, the world's greatest listeners, and we say thank you in so many ways. First off, by keeping Relevant Radio on the air and going strong, but also with a host of beautiful thank you gifts. Learn about these online at relevantradio.com and get a look. Learn more about today's Monday only special for the $20 a month giving level, less than a dollar a day. That's not a bad way to go. People go, I'm not sure how much to give to Relevant Radio. If you've not given before, maybe ease into it. At the $20 a month level, less than a dollar a day, earns you that perpetual calendar by author Agnes Kovacs, My Spirit Rejoices. Daily encouragement for you there, including scripture and reflections from the saints, all focused on our Blessed Mother. That's yours for $20 a month and a variety of other thank you gifts at other giving levels. Look at those online at relevantradio.com, or you can earn them too by giving on the old-fashioned phone, 877-JOHN, 877-291-0123.
Have my old-fashioned phone, 877-291-0123. Give from the heart. That is what we're urging you to do all week long. Now, some of you may remember I spent many, many years as a sports reporter, sportscaster, talking about sports as a metaphor for life with the Olympics, the Winter Olympics going on, and the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. It's a reminder, our Catholic faith is not a spectator sport. We must come out of the stands and get in the game, on the playing field. We must live out our Catholic faith and not just watch from the stands. Relevant Radio inspires and motivates you every single day to play the game, to get in the game, to live out our faith in Christ and share it with others. You can make a difference from time and for eternity by opening up your heart today and giving to the mission of Relevant Radio. You can give and inspire others to give as well. Give from the heart. You can easily give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call. The old-fashioned way, 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com and get matched any of those ways, plus online at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio mobile app, the 100% match. Here now for 2.5 more minutes. Don't miss this great, great opportunity to give from the heart. This week, the Olympics continue this Sunday, the Super Bowl coming up. All of those, a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment, but a lot of money and effort and time goes into those things that are fun and fleeting. And, you know, you think a year or 2 years back, if it wasn't your hometown team, who even won that? We're talking about things that can matter for eternity here at Relevant Radio. Can you support this effort to help you win eternal life with the Lord? 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 to learn how that eternal life is won through the work of Christ. Thank you so much for being the world's greatest listeners, inviting you to give from the heart at 877-291-0123 as a reminder of the work that Christ has done. When you give at the dollar a day level, $365 for the year, we've got that San Damiano crucifix for you. Get a look at that online, relevantradio.com, and earn it while you pledge your $1 a day gift, $365 for the year, online or on the app or on the phone at 877-291-0123. It's day one of the pledge drive, inviting you to give from the heart. Help us wipe out that need of $3 million by the end of the week, 5 o'clock Central on Friday. It'll be all over. We'll need to get to that $3 million mark to keep Relevant Radio going strong for three more months on over 180 stations around the country, around the globe, at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app too. That amount, not more nor less than we need, keep going strong. Thanks for your generous support through the years. And if you've never given before, it feels pretty good. Check it out now on the phone at 877-291-0123, on the mobile app or online at relevantradio.com. Please use one of those ways right now. Won't you do your best and give from the heart?